This is the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, the podcast for small law firms who want to create a thriving legal practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to generate more revenue and elevating your life and your law practice. In each episode, we'll tap into some of the closest guarded secrets from industry titans, thought leaders, and legal specialists. We're glad that you've tuned in. And once again, it's time to help you become an ultimate attorney. Hey everyone, Dre Redfern here.
And Alexis Neely.
And welcome to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, where this week's episode, we are going to talk about websites. The good ones, the bad ones, everything in between, and what you need to have on your website to create some of those differentiations from your competitors, really accurately convey what you do to your audience, keep them engaged on your site, and even if they leave your site, when they come back, ways that you can basically deepen that relationship to keep them around and eventually convert them to a client. So a lot to cover in this episode.
Right. Because what we see out there with most attorney websites, even when you've worked with, you know, one of the big companies that makes websites just for lawyers, or if you've done it yourself, what we see repeatedly is that your website looks like a brochure. It is just about you. It is focused on your credentials. And ultimately, it is not what the clients really care about. And so when somebody comes to your website, they get to see that, yes, you are alive and kicking, you're an actual lawyer, but they're not going to see what they need in order to want to become your client. And really what needs to happen is your website needs to transition from being a brochure about you to being a way that you get to create relationship with the people who are considering hiring you. And that means that your website really needs to be used to, A, number one, build you an email list of people who are considering working with you. That is so critical. When somebody comes to your website, they need to have a compelling reason to give you their email address so that you can stay in contact with them week in and week out with educational, informative, even fun content that they're going to want to open so that you stay top of their mind and you are the one that they're going to hire when they're ready to hire. Because most people, I don't know the exact numbers on this, Dre, you might, most people need to see somebody or an offer to work with somebody something like 8 to 12 times before they're ready to make a hiring decision.
Yep. And it depends on the niche, but it's anywhere from 8 to 18 impressions before someone actually becomes a client. And that is a lot.
Yeah. And that means that if somebody's coming to your website, they check you out, there's no reason for them to give you their email address or to call you immediately. They're going to leave your website and they're not going to see you that 8 to 18 times because you have no way to keep back in touch with them. So instead, there's a couple of things that you can do. Number one is you give them a compelling reason to give you their email address. This is, you know, the standard opt-in offer. Maybe you've heard of it that way. And in for our lawyers, for example, we created several different free reports that they put on their website. One of them is, for example, the 6 mistakes families make when hiring an estate planning attorney and the smart and loving choice that you can make for your family. So, you know, many of our lawyers have that on their website. They've designed it in their own look and feel. But when somebody gets there, if they're interested in learning those 6 mistakes, they could put in their name and email address. The other thing that you could do these days, which I think is super cool, is you can have a pixel that is placed in the back end of your website so that when somebody hits your website, they get a cookie placed on their machine. And now when they go to Facebook, you can send them an ad that is specifically offering something of value. Now they're going to see you on Facebook. Now you can be staying in front of them on Facebook or on any of the other websites that they're watching. If you sign up, for example, with an ad network, that's definitely more advanced kind of technology where your face is going to follow them around to these other websites and they're going to see you. You're going to stay top of mind. And believe me, that builds this know, like, and trust factor that people need to have with you in order to hire you. There's three other things that I like to see on websites. And then, Dre, I know you've got some even more advanced technology to share with the lawyers. The three additional things that I like to see on every lawyer's website, in addition to what we call this lead generation magnet, this free report or other compelling thing that when people go to your website, they want to give you their email address. I like to see event listings. I want to see that you're doing events in your community. I want to see when your next event is. I always want you to have a next event coming up, whether it's online or offline. I want to see updated blog content that establishes you as the expert in your practice area. And it's got to be updated. That's critical. You've got to be updating that ideally on a weekly basis. You should also be sending that content out as an email newsletter, a consistent communication system, an email newsletter to the people who have given you their email addresses, whether it's through your website or at events. And then the third thing that I want to see is I want to see reviews and testimonies, from people who have worked with you. These three things are huge credibility builders. They're social proof that you are the expert in your field. And having these things on your website are going to have people want to work with you and see you as the go-to lawyer in your community, in your practice area.
All of those I 100% agree with, Ali. So I think that, you know, in order to not overwhelm the audience, I think that from my side, I'll segment that and go a little bit further down, but on two sort of avenues. So the first one would be the basic things that if you have a legal website and it doesn't meet these basic criterias, you got problems. And then taking that a step further and going, you know, a little bit further for the attorneys and the law firms that have all of those basic things and how they can really take it to the next level. So the first thing is your phone number. So darn important. Yes. Yeah. Plenty of people who don't like picking up the phone and they prefer texting, great. But there's a huge contingent of people who actually want to call, who actually want help. So give them the darn phone number, make it prominent, make it on the homepage, make it on every page. Really a simple tweak that could automatically give you more leads over the course of a month. 100% agree on the opt-in. A lot of the ways that you can do this are strategy guides. I don't necessarily recommend ebooks or white papers because they are just simply not converting as well these days compared to a checklist or compared to a strategy guide or some other piece of valuable content that doesn't have the words white paper and ebook associated with it. Just a little back-end conversion metric for you to keep in mind when you're making content. And I'm going to go a little bit further into that here in a second. The next one would be a chat box. The you know, if the people who like to typically communicate via text message, the chat box is a great way to actually fill that void on your website. Chat services can be as little as $25 a month. The good ones are usually anywhere from $100 to $200 a month. It is totally worth it for most practices to fill that void. It's not going to like it's not going to be like you're completely inundated all the time. It's a very easy functionality that someone at the front desk could handle, that you could handle, that gets pings your phone. You can answer these things very quickly and very easily. That allows basically to have more of those impressions and positive influences on that prospect to convert them even faster. So I highly recommend that.
I was going to say, I think that chat box is so fantastic. And I know that if I go to anybody's website and I don't want to pick up the phone and have to call, I just have an aversion to having to call anyone, honestly. But if that chat box is there, I'm absolutely going to leave a message and engage with them. And so I think that chat box is really wise.
And some of the big companies like Intercom can have ways that you can, you know, automate certain parts of this where you can automatically put them through a sequence and answer their question almost like an automated FAQ. You could have a regular person monitoring it. There's so much functionality that you can do. So I love those. The next thing that we're seeing a lot of, and I highly recommend, is a spot for someone to book a spot on your calendar or on your paralegal's calendar or on your front desk calendar in order to basically have that initial sort of vetting call with your office before you waste time or have a consultation and all of these sorts of things. And I know because we've been through this many times with our clients when it comes to actually building some of this stuff out for them, that, well, what about, you know, actual attorney client relationship being established? It's really easy. You just disclaimer the heck out of this thing, that this is basically like an initial evaluation, just like you would if someone were to come in for an initial consult in your office. But instead, we're allowing them to pick the day and time that works best for their schedule, in which you will then call them. Really low barrier to entry. It opens up a great opportunity to have more appointments be automatically booked onto your calendar using your website as a lead gen tool to really facilitate making that happen. On top of that, go ahead. You have something to add, Allie?
Yeah, I want to say something about that, because what we've seen with our lawyers is really important, is that when they can book on your calendar, they are booking for a 15-minute free consult. A lot of lawyers are giving away free consults, but those free consults are not being portrayed in the right way. A 15-minute free consult by phone is perfect. That is something that they could schedule on your calendar in the most ideal situation. They're not even talking to you. They're talking to somebody else in your office. And then the way we like to position the initial meeting with you is it is in fact not a free consult. It is a 2-hour, could be a 1-hour, depending on your practice area, working session that has a name, a purpose, and a value. This is one of the most important things that you can do to shift your conversion rate from wherever it is right now, 30, 50, 70%, into nearly 100%, if not 100%, and be able to command much higher fees. Where you are not giving away your time to convince people to work with you, you're doing a working session with them where they do some homework ahead of time. They get the session for free because they commit to doing that homework ahead of time, even securing their appointment time with a credit card. Nothing will be charged on it. In fact, you know what? We're going to do a whole episode on this because it is so important. So I think we should save that for our next episode. How to go from giving these free initial consults that waste your time to having a 15-minute intake conversation, which somebody can book on your calendar right from your website, but they cannot get to that 2-hour sit-down working meeting, are they going to hire you meeting, without having to go through a process, whether it's watching a presentation first or talking to somebody on your team first, getting educated and doing some homework ahead of time, and how that can shift your engagement rate from wherever it is right now to nearly 100%, not wasting any of your time on people who are not going to hire you. And we have built something into our clients' websites where if they are going to book that 2-hour working session, they have to use a coupon code to do it, to get that session for free. They have to give their credit card to secure their commitment to do their homework ahead of time. So we've built some of that functionality in. But if you don't have that functionality on your website, only let people book a 15-minute free consult, not your full-on, you know, 1 to 2-hour working session, because it will just end up being a waste of your time.
100%. I mean, that there's literally enough stuff that I could share with, you know, and along with you, Allie, to fill an entire episode. So I think that's a great idea for our next episode. Moving forward, I think that one of the next things you want to consider is your navigation bar easy to understand? Super simple, but it's overlooked so often. And the easiest way to get around this, or at least work through it, would be to just ask someone whether, you know, your site, your navigation is really easy to use and makes sense. Most of the time, I would say that it's not, because it may make sense to you based on your area of practices or what you do or what you're trying to convey, not always very clear. So navigation, highly recommend you just give it a look over or once over. And then you also want to have an about page that accurately describes your differentiator, not about you and when you graduated and how amazing you are, but an about page that is focused on your key differentiator and why you are different and why they should work with you. Mm-hmm. Also an FAQ page, because you know all of the primary things that someone is going to ask, where if you could have an FAQ page on your site, it really makes it easy for that potential prospect to go through and have some of their initial questions answered. Now, you got to obviously disclaimer this again, that there's no attorney-client privilege, yada, 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 all of these things, but it's adding value and alleviating some of their concerns up front. Most attorneys do not do this and do not have this. The clients that we've worked with on this side have had amazing results from a simple FAQ page, because at the same time, Google is going to see that content and is going to rank you higher in SEO for those long-term search keywords on the Google algorithm. So really a great asset to have is a really in-depth FAQ page. Mm-hmm. On top of that, a contact page that is actually easy to use and understand. Usually it means an interactive map of your office where someone's trying to find you. It's not just like a static sort of like screenshot. Google allows you to do this really easily these days where you can scroll in and out or zoom in and out from your contact page along with your phone number, your mailing address, and in addition, the calendar link to book a spot on your calendar if they prefer to do that. Mm-hmm. Just giving them more options to find you, interact with you, contact you, and really reach out to you to obviously move them from a prospect to a paying client. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you just want to make sure in general that your website is really clear and that your visitors know who you are, what you do, and how to get a hold of you, which is sort of almost like summarizing everything we've said so far. The only other things that I have here on the sort of basic side of things would also be reviews, testimonials that you add to the site. Really, one of the greatest things you can have is that credibility of knowing that you're not a sleazeball attorney, and we all know that plenty of attorneys get the bad rap, that you care and that your customers know, like you and trust you, like Ali said, and that you really do have that backing up. And we've talked about this in a previous episode about how to set some of these things up, how to go about it, the worst case scenario, which my wife and I had been through. So I recommend that episode if you haven't listened to that one yet. But definitely, I highly recommend that, and I agree with Ali on that. On top of that, 100% agree with Ali on some sort of content, some sort of download to get them onto the email list so that you can interact with them on a weekly basis. And with technology these days, you can basically write a series of emails once. It's usually called an autoresponder in the marketing world. And write them once. Once someone opts in, they will automatically get this predetermined email string that you've already written ahead of time without you having to get on and write custom emails every day or follow up or trying to remind yourself or set calendar notifications or all of these things that is just not necessary. So highly, highly recommend that one as well. But if we switch gears maybe just a little bit and go more towards the advanced side of things, I highly recommend pixels as well. You know, Ali is spot on. Pixels are great. They're a great way to deepen the relationship with the individuals who are already reaching out or finding you or doing their research on you to continue that conversation so that you can share more content, you can add more value, and you could really make your ticking off those 8 to 18 impressions, depending on the area of practice or niche that you may be in, to do these things that your competitors are not doing. However, I would recommend that it usually does not mean that you do this. This is why these are more advanced strategies because, again, you're paid by the hour most likely, or if not, your best, most highly, you know, revenue generating activities are going to be actually practicing law. It is not worth you going out and figuring out how to generate pixel code and then adding it to the tracking code of your site in the header tag and doing all of this sort of stuff. Go just pay someone else to do this. A lot of times you can get it done for a very reasonable fee, but it's worth considering if you've already met the qualifications of a lot of the stuff we've talked about. Otherwise, you're going to be missing a lot of opportunities already. Taking that a step further, that if you're a law firm that has multiple areas of practice, and I would say that probably 95% of our listeners have more than one area of practice, even if they're in similar sort of niches. What I recommend is content segmentation. So for example, we talked a minute ago about having some sort of download or checklist or strategy guide to interact with them. Well, that's great if you just want to add value on one particular sort of area of practice. However, if you, just let's say as an example, you do divorces and bankruptcy and personal injury, just three very different sort of areas of practice, it would behoove you to have a download specifically for divorces. This is the 10 things that you need to consider when going through a divorce. If someone is going through a divorce, that content is going to resonate so specifically with them. If someone is going through a bankruptcy, well, that divorce content may not necessarily relate to them, although sometimes one thing leads to another. You want to have really customized divorce content, a download, a strategy guide, a checklist that they can interact with you that way. If you're doing PI work is in the firm also, the top 10 things you need to do to make sure you get the most for your claim, fighting insurance or whatever the scenario may be. And then tied to each of those content segmentation pieces is an email sequence that addresses the pain. And again, these are written ahead of time. These are automated that once they opt in, they automatically get a series of this content. that once someone opts in for that divorce piece, you're going to be able to empathize with them and create that human sort of bonding about this, the struggle that they're going through. If they've just been through an accident and they're for the PI side of things, you can empathize with them on that area of practice. And the particular, maybe it's the car accidents that you do and the language that you would use around that to really create these really deep, you know, relationships on this segmentation, even if you have multiple areas of practice inside your firm. Does this take more time? Yes. Is it worth it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it really classifies you and someone completely different than your competitors, adds value up front, and allows you to communicate with them more on a one-to-one basis, even though it's automated, instead of just sending broadcast emails to the whole list. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because it's certainly better than not doing it, but once you meet those initial web design criteria, I highly recommend you engage in some sort of content segmentation process inside of your firm to create those massive and radical differentiations.
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually invested a huge amount of our resources in creating an automated system for the estate and business planning lawyers that we serve as like an all-in-one practice management automated system where when, for example, somebody requests one of the free reports or even a copy of the book, Wear Clean Underwear, from one of the lawyers' websites, we are able to send out this, what we call a nurture sequence, where we are able to send the people who have requested that an automated sequence of emails that is specifically focused on the thing that they wanted to learn about when coming to the website. And people read those emails and then they want to book an appointment with the lawyer. So it's really important that you have that. You don't have to reinvent the wheel here. You don't have to do it all yourself if you find somebody that can create that for you. So we have some resources for you today. Dre, you have an audit and I have some resources as well. So why don't you tell us about the website audit service that you've got?
I'd love to. This is a free service that we offer. There's absolutely no charge. Where if you go to Ultimate Attorney Web Review, W-E-B Review, R-E-V-I-E-W, ultimateattorneywebreview.com, we can basically fill out a couple questions, like send us what your URL is, these sorts of things. We can conduct a full audit of your website to really let you know where you are, you know, strong, where you're not so strong, what you may want to consider, and really how to help, you know, set up that content strategy as you move forward to really having a website that is rocking and rolling and making that, you know, your website into that ultimate lead gen machine.
I love that. So is it ultimateattorneywebreview.com?
ultimateattorneywebreview.com.
Great. And if you are doing estate and or business planning and you want to see how our lawyers set up their websites with our licensed content, meaning that we create that content for them, they don't have to reinvent the wheel, you can go to personalfamilylawyer.com. If you're serving families with estate planning or want to, or creativebusinesslawyer.com if you're serving business owners and want to. And if you look on that web, on those websites for our endorsed members, these are members of ours who have already been through our training, they're practicing the way that we teach, and they're likely going to have their website set up with all of the elements that we've talked about today. And you can see how they're utilizing the free report, how they're utilizing the follow-up sequences, how they're utilizing the events, how they're utilizing the constantly updated blog content, how they're utilizing the stories and testimonies from their clients. And maybe what we'll do in the show notes is we'll post a few examples of what I think are the best of websites from our members. So you could see exactly what those websites look like. And Dre, I'll send those over to you so that we can put those in the show notes.
I love it. And I think that this is going to be a great episode and a great resource for a lot of our listeners to come back to maybe a few months from now, maybe even longer than that, to make sure that they meet all of these requirements, that they're staying on top of it. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to our next episode where we're going to talk about some of the calendars and automations and ways that you can set these things up to fill your calendar with more qualified leads.
We'll see you there.
Hey there, Dre Redfern here, and we appreciate you listening to this week's episode of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. Now, before you go, I have three quick things for you. Number one, if you're not already receiving our free premium content, then go to ultimateattorneypodcast.com and register on the right-hand column to receive all of our best free resources. Now, when you do, we'll send you access to our next level law firm bootcamp, which is a 7-day video series to help you reduce the stress of running your law firm, create more revenue predictability, and sell your services with greater ease, and it's all completely free. All you have to do is visit ultimateattorneypodcast.com and register on the right-hand side. The second thing that I have for you is that Ultimate Attorney is going to be hosting a live 2-day event in Dallas, Texas on May 2nd and 3rd, and I would love to see you there. During these 2 days, we're going to walk you through our 6-part process to help you level up to create a 7-figure law firm and show you how you can radically scale your law firm to meet your goals. We're also giving away more than $2,000 worth of free templates, resources, and implementation plans to help you level up your law firm from the moment you leave the event. You're going to love it, and I would love to see you there. So for more information and to register, simply visit ultimateattorneylive.com. Number 3, and finally, we don't monetize this podcast with ads or sponsors. So the best compliment that you could give us would be to rate us 5 stars on iTunes. And when you do, you'll be entered into our monthly drawing to receive one of our 3 courses that Ali and I offer that are valued between $1,000 and $3,000. So don't miss out on that opportunity, and we would greatly appreciate your share and your 5-star review. So that's all for now. Thank you again for listening to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, and we'll see you on next week's episode.